Welcome to Keeping Jesus in the Classroom. I'm Missy Jenkins. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, and Jesus-loving brown-eyed girl. This podcast is created for teachers who want to shine for Jesus. Join me as we look for ways to keep him in our classroom all year. Today, I want to talk about the class list. Oh my goodness. I know I'm always so excited to get my list. Why? I don't really know because I'm not self-contained. I have all of the students. I think I'm just excited to see those names and see if I recognize any, if I've had any of their siblings. I don't know why. It's just always so exciting for me to get that list. I'm sure most of you feel the same way. If you're in elementary, you've probably been waiting patiently to get names on all of those things you're ready to personalize. For middle school, after we look over the names, I'm usually thinking, oh my goodness, I have how many students that period? Do I have that many desks? And then I'm also looking at fifth period because fifth period is right after lunch. And I don't know about you, but that is just my most challenging class period of the day. But anyway, once we get that list, we look over it, we talk about it, we're happy about it. Inevitably, there's somebody on that list that we've already heard about. And probably not such good things. So sadly, our excitement may be short-lived. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, we're thinking, oh, really? I have that person in my classroom? Especially if you're a self-contained teacher. I, on the other hand, would only have that person for 45 minutes. Or maybe if some people have two class periods, so at the most, I would have them 90 minutes. Those of you self-contained teachers, you probably get a little more upset because you're going to have the student that you've heard not so good things about all day. But I'm here to say maybe we need to change our attitude. Maybe instead of fussing to our coworkers, fussing to our spouse, wondering what we did to deserve that person in our classroom all day, maybe we should change our attitude and think, you know, God is bigger than all of this. He chose me to teach. He gives me the courage to teach. And let's face it, it does take courage. He chose those students to be in that classroom. He knows what we can do. He knows our heart. He knows that he's going to stay with us. He's not going to just send the bad kids into our classroom and just say sink or swim. No, he's going to be there with us. So if we think about it differently, we see a name on our list and we're thinking to ourselves, oh no, not that person. Maybe we should say, okay, Lord, you know it's going to be a challenge, but I know you're going to stick with me. I know we can do this. I'm going to keep a good attitude. I'm going to love this kid. I'm going to do my best every day to shine for you. And I'm going to do my best every day to show this child that they are loved. It won't be easy. I'm not saying it will be. I've been teaching. This will be my 19th year to teach. There are challenges. There are always challenges. But I think if we focus on keeping Jesus in our classroom, if we start our day with prayer, if we look at that class list and think, okay, Jesus, I want to pray for each one of these students individually. I know that you place them in my classroom. I know that you're going to stick with me. And I just want you to give me the grace and the mercy and the favor to do the best job that I can for each one of these precious children that you're placing in my care. I think if we just change our thinking, change our attitude, that it will change everything about our classroom. We'll be kinder, the students will feel loved, and really that's what we're there for. We're there to love them. That's the biggest part of our job. Yes, we have to teach reading and we have to teach writing and we have to teach math and science and social studies. But bottom line, we have to teach those kids love. We have to show them that they are loved regardless of what they did last year. And one of the worst things we can do is judge a kid on what the teacher from last year says. Because we all change. We change during the summer. We get a different attitude. Basically, we all want a fresh start. I want a fresh start when school starts, and our kids deserve for us to give them a fresh start. So instead of looking at that class list, seeing that name, asking other teachers about them, or thinking about the things that you've heard, wouldn't it be better if we just said, okay, I know I've heard bad things, but I'm not going to focus on that. I'm giving this child a fresh start. When they walk in my classroom on day one, it's a fresh start. They have a clean slate. No thinking about what they've done in the past, no listening to what anybody else has to say. Will that be easy? No. But maybe that's all they need. Maybe they just need someone to give them a fresh start. Someone to not judge them over things that they've already done in the past. Maybe they've changed. Maybe our attitude towards them will cause them to change. All we can do is our best. Praying each morning for our children, for our students, loving them the best we can, showing them kindness, showing them mercy, showing them grace, because that's what we want and that's what God gives us. So in return, that's what we should give our students. I want to thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed this, I hope that you'll head on over to my website, which is graceandredwine.com, and join my email list so you won't miss any of these episodes. You can also subscribe on iTunes, and that way you will get a notice in your email when new episodes come out. I look forward to hearing from you and meeting with you once a week. Have a great day.